Locally, the People's Climate March will take place at Long Hollow Park near First City Art Center in Pensacola's North Hill area. The event, to include speeches, music, and other activities, is being organized by the environmental group 350 Pensacola and its executive director, Christian Wagley.
There's certainly a broad consensus of Americans who believe that that climate change is real. That's certainly what the science tells us, and that humans are the biggest factor in that, and that it's so severe, the issues related to it, that we need to act upon it.
Although there's been a lot of pushback at the national level, Wagley says their goal is to accelerate what's already taking place in the U.S. and in much of the world, and that's a transition to a new clean energy economy.
The natural gas, the coal, the oil that have driven our economy, that took us through the Industrial Revolution and through the 20th century, those are on their way out. And the only question is, how fast do we get off of those and move to the really almost limitless power of energy from the wind and the sun mainly? There are some other renewable forms as well, but those are the two that are really going to drive us. That's mainly what this is about, is getting us onto those cleaner forms as quickly as we can, and not letting inaction in Washington and other places keep us from doing that.
Looking at the current and projected impacts of climate change, Wagley refers to the National Climate Assessment. Compiled by some of the nation's leading climate scientists, the latest report was released in 2014.
They're predicting greater incidence of larger hurricanes. So not more hurricanes overall, but more some of the more powerful hurricanes, the fours and fives, greater likelihood of those. They're also showing and predicting, and actually this is already occurring, larger rainstorms. And so about 30% bigger. So the 10-inch rainstorm becomes the 13-inch rainstorm. And so you can think about the implications of that for flooding and stormwater and the kind of storms that we saw back in April 2014.
Looking at other impacts of climate change, warmer temperatures can result in increased power usage to cool off, force farmers to change planting schedules to avoid the heat, and can cut off oxygen in our local bays and bayous, resulting in more fish kills. And then there's the issue of our local beaches and sea level rise, with about a foot of vertical rise recorded on average every century.
They're predicting anywhere from 2 to 8 feet of rise by the end of this century. So it's really a dramatic acceleration of sea level rise, meaning it's going to be harder and harder to hold that beach in one place. The beach wants to move. It wants to retreat. We've built all these buildings out there that don't move very easily. Right now we're doing the beach renourishment, but that's going to be something where you're really going to see some critical issues there as sea level rise accelerates.
Wagley and 350 Pensacola have been at the forefront of tackling climate change at the local level and helped to convince the city of Pensacola to establish the Climate Mitigation and Adaptation Task Force. The panel will spend the next year or so researching the possible impacts, interviewing experts, and planning steps for the future. On a national level, Wagley is not expecting much in the way of action on climate change from the current leadership in Washington. But he says when it comes to reducing carbon emissions globally, the clock is ticking.
It's not going to happen overnight, because the way this incredible living system of the planet works is it takes a long time to change it. And that also means that when we stop emitting and stop burning fossil fuels, it takes time for that whole process to translate into our climate.
The People's Climate March and Rally in Pensacola will be held Saturday morning at 10. It will weave through downtown, beginning and ending at Long Hollow Park on North Guillemard Street. For residents looking to find a sister march, this will be the only event in the region between Tallahassee and New Orleans. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.